Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
For many of us, our difficulty finding time for ourselves or our priorities isn't due to a lack of passion or commitment, but rather a schedule that's too full. A pastor once said this: if the enemy can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. This statement makes you think, doesn't it? My friend, if you want to learn how to manage your time wisely, you can begin by taking hold of this. Just because something is doable and seems good doesn't mean that it's necessary. When someone asks you to do something, here's a simple exercise you can put into practice. Instead of saying, "Can I do this?" say, "Should I do this in light of whatever?" One example: should I do this in light of my family situation? Should I do this in light of my health? Should I do this in light of my ability to manage stress? Should I do this in light of the needs of my spouse? Should I do this in light of my priorities? Focusing on several things at once perhaps is possible, and it may seem good, but at the end of the day, it isn't helpful. We can quickly feel out of energy and frustrated. Concentrate on a few things intentionally and consistently, and you'll be sure to do them well. Remember this: for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6:21. For example, this year you can choose to focus on your family vacation, your outings with your friends, your Bible classes. You will surely have to say no to that weekend organized by your colleagues, a new volunteer project, or overtime. These things are good, but in the long run, they can prevent us from developing our gifts. Don't be afraid to say no to many small things, to say yes to a few big things. May your day be blessed and filled with His grace.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.